Thank you for coming out this early to listen to us share our passion in public health nursing. I will be spending the next 15 minutes talking about the results of a study we recently completed in Nova Scotia, in Halifax, Nova Scotia. That's one of the eastern provinces in Canada. And this is just one theme of this study, particularly highlighting some of the roles or activities public health nurses engage in that is often invisible in our work or in our surveillance measures. And so I'm focusing on the softer health outcomes, as we called it in our study. This is our research team. Dr. Megan Ashton is actually the principal investigator for this study. And then you see the rest of the team there. And so just in terms of background, public health nursing work, as we know, it's over a century old practice. We know our focus as being in illness prevention and health promotion for mothers and children, working right in terms of home visits, even with school, doing visits in school, but also working closely with school-age children and also home visiting programs, which is the main focus of our work. Our interest in this area actually comes from the shifting role of focus of early home visiting for postpartum women in our province, where there's this tension between targeted home visit and universal home visit, and who is at risk that needs to be visited at home and who is not at risk, and how sometimes people actually slip through the cracks when we focus on at-risk population, because we're looking at particular health outcomes, the strong health outcomes as the target of our home visit, and so sometimes miss out on other things that have greater impact on some other people. So strong focus, primary prevention, again, of public health nursing and also health promotion and protection for children, mothers, their families, and communities. So supporting mothers and babies in early postpartum, we know, has positive health outcome immediately and even later in life. There's studies that have demonstrated that, and I will not dwell on that, so we can get on the study findings. Early home visiting programs positively impact mothers, babies, and families, both physically, socially, and I know some of you here, most of you. How many people are community health nurses or public health nurses? Most people, so I don't need to convince you about this. In the U.S., do you make a difference between the public health nurses and home health nurses? Or community? Yeah, we do too. We're working on that. I know you have your Cornerstone article for public health nursing. We're working on similar areas or dimensions of community health nursing. So, many home visiting programs are carried out by public health nurses. And so it's an area that we really need to look at to see the impact that this home visit by public health nurses make in terms of health outcomes. So public health nurses' involvement in postpartum period, again, has those impact on mothers and babies. But how do we highlight that for our other healthcare colleagues to see the contributions we make during our postpartum, early postpartum. Again, in terms of context, our focus quite often in healthcare is on those physical health outcomes. So we're looking at the duration of breastfeeding. We're looking at the rates of breastfeeding. Quite often we don't look at some of those activities that happen to promote the physical health outcome that we're seeing. And that's quite often where nurses, when they engage in supporting a mom, for example, with breastfeeding, they're doing so much more than just positioning of a baby for a good latch. There's so much more that is happening that actually leads to the successful breastfeeding that is quite often overlooked. And those are some of the contributions that I would highlight in terms of the softer health outcomes. So we need to pay more attention to softer health outcomes, but also some of the gaps that exist in the literature. So our study objective was the exploration of organization, delivery, experience of early home visiting programs for mothers and babies. So we spoke with managers, we spoke with nurses, and we spoke with mothers themselves to find out what they see as the role that public health nurses play when they go home, when they visit them at home during postpartum. And my presentation here is focusing on the public health nurses' perceptions of their role or what they contribute. We have a whole theme on what the mother said about what the public health nurses contribute, which are quite a lot of common areas that they identified. And again, it's Halifax, Nova Scotia. So in terms of the research method, we use feminist poststructuralism informed by discourse analysis because we wanted to get into power relations, but also in terms of discourse analysis, get at some of those meaning that are embedded within the language. So we're analyzing this language beyond the sentence we see, because even the whole idea of softer health outcome, that is in itself, it's a language that we can really tease out. So participants included 16 public health nurses and 16 mothers. And I said we also interview public health managers, administrators. Some of them were non-nurses, some were nurses. But their data is not included in this particular presentation. At last, TI helped us with it in managing and storing our data once we've identified the themes and code. So in terms of the study results focusing on this particular team, when we talked about the softer health outcome, we're referring to some of those reassuring measures that nurses engage in, and I would highlight each of those in subsequent slides. Some of the activities they did to build maternal confidence in their abilities to become mothers in those early days, those things they did that would support mothers in the transition, what they did to reduce stress, promote healthy mother and baby. You can see that when you're using language like this quite often, we don't talk about these things when we're measuring health outcomes, measures for breastfeeding rates or breastfeeding duration. We just ignore these pieces that build up the foundation, really, to some of those physical health outcomes that we focus on. And as nurses, I think we need to begin to highlight that as some of the roles we play, because when you go into home visit, for example, and spend an hour in somebody's home, you're doing a lot more than the physical things that we probably capture in our surveillance or health outcome measures. And nurses need to be able to articulate that and describe it in ways that people can see the work that we do. So reassuring new mothers, sometimes it could just be going in. And you might think that this mother is well educated, attended prenatal classes, but sometimes there are things they did not pick up. And just getting in that home, like during those first couple of days, there are so many things they might need help with. Sometimes it's just reassuring them, that's normal. I remember even as a midwife taking my first baby home, and this baby is just eating. I knew that I would eat, but then I thought, oh, the stomach looks unusually large, like for a new baby. And I had, we call them MABEL nurses, Mother and Baby Leave Early Program nurses. I called one of my colleagues from that program to come in, and she just looked at me and shook her head and laughed and said, this is normal like this, because I thought the stomach was unusually large compared to, I guess, the chest. I don't know what I was expecting. But sometimes you think you understand everything going on, and then you notice one thing and think, no, this is, you just need reassurance. And this is not to minimize the situations of some of those who need more help, like some of the issues the last speaker just spoke about with teens more. I think we need to address that. But we cannot underestimate some of the other problems that mothers who might look normal, those who we might call universal, if we don't have the universal home visit, those people that we might miss can become problems. I've seen that even in my own practice. as a perinatal nurse in Canada. I haven't practiced as a midwife. I grew up in Nigeria and trained as a midwife in Nigeria, so most of my practice in midwifery was there before, but I've lived in Canada for 24 years now. And so most of my practice has been more in perinatal nursing. And I know sometimes just walking into a room and this, some of the people you think have read everything are actually more anxious. You walk into a room, they're so educated, they've Googled everything, and they know, you think they know, and they're just shaking because they're so used. These are sometimes career women who are so used to being in control of everything in their life, and now they have this little baby, they have no control, he's crying, they need to put the baby to the breast. They need a lot of support, I find. And I've maintained clinical practice over the years throughout my academic career. I've been in academia over the last 15 years, and 10 out of that I maintain my clinical practice, so that I always go into the hospital to do a shift or two every couple of weeks. And I still see that when I'm supporting women. I keep moving, they're showing me the sign. So building maternal confidence. again, supporting women, like I said, during this transition period, just by helping them to stay on track, pulling out their strength, letting them know that they're doing well in a particular area. Sometimes that's what they need, and you'll be amazed what a difference some of those reassurance and telling them that is actually just normal, how those things can make a difference. So fostering autonomy and good self-esteem just to feel strong in their role so that they won't be dependent on other people or other support. These are quotes from the public health nurses saying some of the things they do for the mothers. Some said they just empower nurses. Create an environment, really, because we don't really empower others. We create an environment where others feel empowered. So when the mothers feel empowered, they can cope better, they focus on parenting and being the best mother that they can be, and they engage with the baby to help them reach their full potential. So again, supporting them requires listening and just validating what they're telling you. Establishing that early contact and providing support depending on the individual situation or need, whatever that need may be. Encouraging involvement of families, helping them to accept support as they see it. These are all some of those things we think we do in the background, but it makes a difference to some of those physical outcomes. And nurses don't articulate that well enough for our colleagues to see that there's a lot going on behind physical assessment. And reducing reducing stress through some of those reassurance and just validating of mothers' needs. So many of the new mothers actually describe feeling less stressed after they had their public health nursing visit. So in the data from mothers, many of them talked about, once the nurse came in, she reassured me, she told me I was positioning the baby right, that really helped to reassure me and reduce my stress. And so you can imagine the mother that has less stress is now able to deal with many of the other issues that leads to better health or physical health outcome that will be captured, but not the things that led to that reduced stress. This is a quote from one of the public health nurses. He said, with the generations that's out there now, which is very unique, it's got so much access to information, you know, they just Google everything, and what happens if they second guess themselves? They second guess themselves in their ability to be parents, and it's tragic, I think. If they were elsewhere in the world, like Scandinavia or Britain, they would have a midwife or some or a home visitor and high access to them. And so, she sees herself as the public health nurse that plays that role to alleviate the stress in this context. Again, I'm going to promoting a healthy mother and baby. These are some of those activities, again, that they do. This is more, you can see physical health promotion, like the weighing and supporting the physical activities, but also mental health promotion, particular vigilance, whether signs of postpartum depression or all the other pieces that you just spoke about in the last presentation. Moving quickly. So again, in terms of the implications of this, We need to talk about the potential impact of public health nursing home visits, because that has great impact on the physical health outcomes. So getting the home visit is one of those things that gets us to the door to share and raise awareness, and then we move on to do many of the other things that we've talked about. And this softer health outcome, like I've said, is not often captured in our evaluation, in our measures of what is important in early postpartum. So in terms of conclusion, the full range of potential health outcomes associated with public health nursing home visits is vast and too complex to be adequately captured in traditional health surveillance measures. However, the stories these women highlighted for us and the nurses talked about provide a snapshot of the impact of public health nurses' home visits. It is often the physical things such as breastfeeding support that we get that will get the public health nurse in a home. But once in the door, the public health nurse is able to support that mother and take advantage of many other teaching opportunities. And once these mothers feel confident, empowered, and less stressed, other things seem to fall into place, and mothers can cope better no matter what their socioeconomic or risk status might be. And so we need to articulate that more. And I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. No, I wouldn't say that. Different areas of the country have different programs going on. In Nova Scotia, we have both going on, but most would do more of the targeting. But where we did the study is both. Yeah. It's an area of tension, which way to go. Universal. What is the situation in the U.S.?
Both?
None.
Oh.
Okay. So it's coming up. It starts from south up. Interesting. Thank you. Yes. No, it's the government. It's the public health nurses that are government employees, so they by the city. So Ottawa Public Health would be a provincial, like we have the provincial body that has different cities, so municipalities, and we have, so they pay through that system.
So every geographical area has public health
nurses hired by the government? Yes, that's how it works in Canada. They're all paid by government.
And, like, then two are partners.
Yes.
And two are our healthcare partners.
Yes.
And, you know, that's been the challenge, certainly, in our community. And I think we all in this room would agree that doing universal home visiting for a good mom would be super beneficial, but we have to figure out some way to translate that. And with our organization, we'll get, you know, quotes from moms, and we will go out and try to have one face-to-face meetings with our pediatricians and our OBs, and really try to get the whole community on board to be participating and encouraging moms to take advantage of the universal home visiting. But I think that we have to be thinking about, like, some way to do that. And we're wondering if you have any ideas about, as a dialogue has gone on in Canada, like, what's been helpful to try to explain the value of this.
Great question. Very loaded, too. Thank you for that question. I really think that what we need is to begin to engage in more nursing research. Not just epidemiological research, but doing nursing research, capturing the whole spectrum of the work that nurses do, both qualitatively and quantitatively, so that we can begin to use that to make the case to policy people. So if we can capture qualitatively this, what nurses do, and we are able to use that now to design studies that can show that women, whether they're classified as high risk or not, when they go through home visits and have this kind of support, the outcome long term is better than when they don't. That's what I'm talking about when I say nursing research that captures the full spectrum of what we do, both qualitatively and quantitatively, so that we can use that to make the case for what we do. And public health nursing or community health nursing research is more difficult sometimes to have those quick answers that politicians need in their five-year term of office to show that they've made this change. But I think we can begin to demonstrate that. We can begin to show them some of the differences we make through these kinds of research. So more nursing research, using those research to reach our politicians and get the bodies that we need to lobby to show, to increase the visibility of the role of public health nursing. Yes. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that addition. Yes. We have time for one more question.
We should have some time at the very end.
Okay, thank you.